Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Many Christians say that we should not celebrate Christmas because of its connections to pagan worship. That's the headline. In one moment, David James joins me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Wow, David, this is a very important time of the year, of course, and there is a certain segment of the church that goes out of its way to link the various aspects of Christmas to ancient pagan practices and to try to make the case that Christians actually should not celebrate Christmas at all. Your thoughts?
Well, that's right, and I think you and I are on the same page on this, that we believe that Christians can and should celebrate Christmas, but there are those who argue, for example, that Christmas is a Catholic term. Some say that Christmas has pagan origins because the December 25th is close to the winter solstice and connected with the ancient pagan festival of Saturnalia. Some connect decorated Christmas trees to being tied to Celtic druids and other European pagan customs. Others say that Christ couldn't have been born in December because, being a Lamb of God, his birth would have been tied to the spring birth of lambs. And
you know, isn't it true that many completely biblical things in Christianity do actually have counterparts in pagan religions anyway?
Well, that's true, and Satan has always been counterfeiting in things of God, and sometimes he even put them in place before God put his holy things in place. For example, in paganism, there are sacred places of worship, and there were temples and sacrifices. In the ancient mystery religions, for example, the Greek mystery religions, which I think was causing a lot of problems in Corinth, there were ritual baths, which has a counterpart with baptism. There are communal meals, which has a counterpart in the Lord's table. They talked about union with the gods, which is counterpart to our being united with the Lord through the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, the ancient Egyptians apparently practiced circumcision before they had contact with Abraham, and that became the sign of the Abrahamic covenant. There were mother-son cults throughout the ancient Near East where they said a god was born of a virgin, and even Pharaoh is considered an incarnation of the sun god Ra, who would have been considered the light of the world. So there are facts that Satan tries to obscure the truth of what God is doing and sometimes anticipates or has a false counterpart.
David James, with great insight into the subject, should Christians celebrate Christmas? We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Satan does not want us to celebrate Christmas. If you have a moment, think about this with me. To celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ is a thorn in the side of Satan. Satan said that he would be like God. That's Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 14. Satan also wants our worship. Satan said that he, in fact, would be worshipped in Jerusalem. That's Isaiah 14, verse 13. It's not Satan, but Jesus Christ who deserves our worship and our celebration. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...